Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, here in the Eastern Townships. In the first half hour today, I will speak with Andra Petrucini, and we will be talking about the DEFI OS Entreprendre project and competition. I will also have some community event announcements in the first part of the show and some music. In the second part of today's show, I will be speaking with Terry Goodsell, real estate broker with RE/MAX DeBoer. I will also have some health news in the second part of today's show and some music. We will start the show today with a song called Sense Tomorrow, and it's by the Collins Pickle Project, written by James Collins and Dave Pickle.
I held you now.
Today we're talking about a great opportunity for local entrepreneurs in the Quaticook region. Registration is now open for the 2026 DIFI OS Entreprendre, a Quebec-wide competition that supports new businesses and people with business ideas. Entrepreneurs in the Quaticook RCM have until March 11th at 4 p.m. to apply, and selected candidates will be honored at a local gala on March 26th. To explain what the DIFI OS Entreprendre is about and who can apply, I'm joined today by Andra. KMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today I'm speaking with...
Hi Maureen, I'm Andra Petfucianu from SADC Quaticook Region.
And today we're going to be talking about the DIFI OS Entreprendre.
Okay. Yes, that's correct. It's DIFI OS Entreprendre that we're going to talk about.
Okay, now for people who've never heard of this, what exactly is it?
The DIFI OS Entreprendre is a major Quebec initiative that annually identifies, highlights, and promotes the daring and creativity of thousands of local people, including students supported by their teachers, university students, and entrepreneurs. The components of the OS Entreprendre in which we participate, the business creation component promotes the boldness of entrepreneurs during their startup year by enabling them to validate their project. And the Quaticook region and the SADC coordinates the DIFI OS Entreprendre for the Quaticook region. We will ensure that the winners and their sponsors receive maximum visibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's exciting. Why is this competition important for the Quaticook region specifically?
For a region like Quaticook, entrepreneurship is essential to vitality. The DIFI OS Entreprendre shines a spotlight on local businesses and ideas that are driving our economy and our community forward. It encourages people to believe that they can start something meaningful right here without having to leave the region. It also helps create pride, collaboration, and momentum. When we support our entrepreneurs, we're investing directly in the future of Quaticook.
Mm-hmm. And supporting locally is so important. Now, what kind of entrepreneurs are you hoping will apply this year?
We're hoping to see a wide variety of entrepreneurs applying, whether they're launching their very first project or taking over one of their own. You don't need to be big or perfect. What we're really looking for are actually people with passion, determination, and a clear desire to make a difference in their community. If you have an issue, a business, if you have an idea, a business, or a project you believe in, the competition is for you.
Okay. Now, who exactly is eligible to apply?
The business creation category is for entrepreneurs who are in the early stages of starting a business. This includes people who have a clear project and are actively working on it, but who are not fully launched yet. But keep in mind that you have to have your NRQ number for the enterprise before applying to for the DIFI.
Okay, that makes sense. What does it mean when you say no sales before April 1st, 2025? Can you clarify that in simple terms?
Yes. In simple terms, it means the business must not have generated any sales before April 1st, 2025. You can be preparing, planning, developing your product or service, but you cannot have sold anything yet. This rule helps ensure that the business creation category truly supports new projects that are just getting started.
Mm-hmm. Now, applicants, they already have to be officially registered as a business?
That's correct. You have to be registered as a business.
Okay, so you have to have your number then. What is the deadline and how do people apply?
The deadline is March 11, 2026 at 4 p.m. People can apply online through the official DIFI OS Entreprendre website. The process is straightforward and all the information and forms are available online. Also, you can apply via our website, sadcquaticook.ca, or at the MRC of Quaticook.
Okay, lots of ways to apply. Is there help available for people who feel unsure about filling out this application?
Yes, absolutely. Support is available locally to help applicants at every step. Organizations like the SADC and the Economic Development of the MRC of Quaticook can help answer questions, review applications, and guide entrepreneurs through the process. No one has to do this alone. At the SADC, we have bilingual resources as well that can help you with the translations from English to French. But keep in mind that you can still put your business plan and everything that that you have to put on the website in English. The website is in French, but you can still do everything in English.
Okay, that is really helpful for people. What do entrepreneurs actually gain by participating beyond just winning a prize?
Entrepreneurs gain visibility, credibility, and confidence. Being part of the Défi aux Entrepreneurs helps them clarify their project, tell their story, and be recognized by their community. Many participants says that the experience itself is extremely valuable. It validates their idea and often opens doors to new contacts, partnerships, and opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Can you give some examples of how this competition has helped past participants?
For many past participants, the competition acted as a turning point. Some gained media exposures, others built new businesses connections, and many felt more confident approaching clients or partners. Being recognized through the Défi aux Entrepreneurs often gives entrepreneurs the push they need to take their project seriously and to be taken seriously by others.
Now, what kind of recognition does a local winner receive?
A local winner receives strong recognition within the community, along with increased visibility through local partners and media. They also move on to the next level of the competition, representing the region. It's a great way to showcase their businesses, celebrate their work, and highlight the entrepreneurial talent in Coaticook.
Okay, so there's several steps to the competition then, I guess.
So basically, we start by registering, and then we can apply at regional and then national.
Okay, that's exciting. Tell us about the gala. What kind of event is this?
The Gala aux Entrepreneurs is a celebration evening that highlights local entrepreneurship. It's a positive, inspiring event where we recognize the efforts, creativity, and courage of entrepreneurs in our region. It's not a stiff or overly formal event. It's really about pride, recognition, and celebrating people who dare to take action through the Défi aux Entrepreneurs.
Okay. Is the public able to attend?
Yes, they are.
How does supporting new businesses help the Coaticook region as a whole?
Basically, it strengthens the local economy and helps keep regions vibrant. New businesses create jobs, bring new services, and respond to local needs. When entrepreneurs succeed, the whole community benefits from residents to other businesses. Supporting entrepreneurship means investing directly in the long-term vitality of the Coaticook region.
Mm-hmm. And what does this say about entrepreneurship in rural or regional Quebec?
It shows that innovation and entrepreneurship are not limited to big cities. Rural and regional Quebec is full of creative, motivated people with strong ideas. Initiatives like the Défi aux Entrepreneurs prove that regions like Coaticook are dynamic places where businesses can grow, succeed, and make a real impact.
What message would you send to someone who has a business idea but maybe is afraid to start?
I would say you're not alone. Feeling afraid or unsure is completely normal. At the SADC of the Coaticook region, we offer preliminary sessions twice a month, including one session in English to help entrepreneurs clarify their business ideas and work on their business plan. The MRC of Coaticook plays an important role in supporting local economic development, and together, our region offers a strong entrepreneurial ecosystem. Don't hesitate to ask for help. There are local resources, people, and organizations ready to support you. The most important step is simply to start, even small.
Okay, good advice. If someone is listening right now and they're thinking, maybe this is for me, what should they do first?
The first step is simply to get informed. Take a moment to read about the competition and see if it fits your project. You don't need to be 100% ready. Curiosity is enough to start. Reaching out to local support organizations or visiting the Défi aux Entrepreneurs website is a great way to turn that maybe into a real first step.
And where can people go to get some more information or to register?
People can visit the official Défi aux Entrepreneurs website to find all the details and register online. They can also contact local organizations like the SADC of Coaticook Region or the MRC of Coaticook for guidance and support throughout the process.
And I would assume you have to be a resident of the Coaticook area?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else we left out, Andra?
Just don't hesitate to call us or just ask for information. And if you still hesitate, well, just there to start your business. And if you ever dreamed about being in entrepreneurship, well, then here is your chance.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity. And thank you very much. We've been talking with Andra today about the Defi OS Entrepreneur. So all the best on the project. And thanks again for the interview.
Thank you very much, Maureen.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. Mental Health Estree offers an online workshop free in English, Wednesday, February 18th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. with Vanessa Salvatore, educator at Champlain College and certified integrative body psychotherapy practitioner. Anger often moves fast, rushing in, taking over, and pulling us away from what's actually happening in the present moment. This workshop invites participants to explore anger not as something to suppress or fear, but as an essential and informative human response. The workshops are free, they're held online via Zoom, and offered in English. To find out some more information or to register, contact Mental Health Estree, 819-565-3777, or visit their website. The Lennoxville Library is having their AGM on February 21st, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., a morning of conversation about the Lennoxville Library, coffee, pastries, and great conversations. Everybody is invited to join them. Share your ideas and help shape what comes next for your library. It's time again for the annual Bishop's University Charity Fashion Show. This happens on February 21st, and the public is invited to attend at 2 p.m. Tickets are $15, and this year the proceeds will be going to Mental Health Estree. Visit the website bufashionshow.ca to find out some more information and get your tickets. It's time again for the annual Chase Away the Winter Blues Concert, with community members providing music, song, dance, and laughter, Saturday, February 21st at 7 p.m. in the Upper Scott Hall, 6 Church Street in the borough of Lennoxville. Adults, $8. Children 7 to 12 years old, $3. And children under 6 years, no charge. Refreshments will be following the concert. Benefit of the Lennoxville United Church. For information, 819-565-8449. And we have some activities coming up at the Hutt ANAF Unit 318 on St. Francis Street in Lennoxville. And on the 22nd, at Sid Aulis, a dance, you must be 18 years and over, and a charge from 1:30 to 5:30. And there is a unit meeting on February 25th at 7 p.m. And there's a dance with Slightly Haggard at the Hut on March 28th. St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, their next presentation is coming up on Wednesday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center in Lennoxville. Everyone is welcome. And this time the presentation is Wetland Protection. Is it only good for frogs? Given by Jean-François Lalonde. Everybody is welcome to attend. Free admission. Canada Reads and So Does Lennoxville, 2026 edition. Coming up on Monday, March 30th at 7 p.m. at Hope Community Church. Join them for a lively discussion and debate featuring local presenters. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Maureen. I want to thank my guest in the first half hour of today's show, Andra, for talking to us about the Defi OS Entreprendre. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the show. And in part two today, I will be speaking with Terry Goodsell, real estate broker for RE/MAX Debord. We will close part one with the song Warren Haynes, I'll Be the One.
Like a statue, you turn the corner, I'll be the one that follows you downtown. When you finally notice me, I'll be the one fumbling with his feelings. Anything. everything else around. Girl, when we meet, I'll be the one showers you with attention. What you're thinking.